Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast from Radio X.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Vin.
You right?
Yeah, you're still really excited at the end of the week.
I'm very excited.
Are you just still simmering from the New Year's festivities?
I'm going to be excited all year.
Vin, you bought a keg. I was so impressed with you. You bought a keg.
I didn't buy the keg. I was given the keg. In fact, my dad was given the keg, and then I was given the keg.
How does a man acquire a keg like that?
It's from a little local brewery, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It was delicious.
So it was a posh craft beer?
It was Wimbledon Copper Leaf Ale.
A fine Copper Leaf Ale.
Yeah.
What if somebody came back and reported a bad pint? How would you have handled that? Would you have pointed in your dad's direction?
No one else was drinking it, it's fine.
All right. Vin managed to drink 70 pints of Copper Leaf Ale. Good man. And it's from Wimbledon as well. Come on, the Dons. Right, this is the Evening Show podcast. And on this week's edition, we've got a bit of the vaccines. They popped in on Wednesday night. You were really excited about it as well, weren't you?
I was. And the new tune is brilliant.
It is good. It's exactly what you want from the vaccines. Yeah. They have gone back to their roots. And there's a bit of chat about Chris Martin's exercise regime. Yes, you can imagine. We do pour scorn on that. Enjoy.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm absolutely thrilled to say that the vaccines are here. Justin the Lion Young and Freddie the Catwalk Cowan. Nicknames, boys? You happy with them?
I'd like to swap.
Would you?
I would, yeah.
Well, your new album's called Combat Sports, so will you have a sporting sort of ring entrance name for a bit of mixed martial arts?
Pretty good. I don't really know much about boxing, but I imagine they're about as good as they come.
A bit narcissistic, isn't it, asking somebody to ask for their own nickname?
I quite want Catwalk, though.
Catwalk?
What do you think your walking music would be?
Maybe something by the Proclaimers. What would you go for, Freddie?
Fight for your right.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. It's got the right atmosphere, isn't it? It'd get you started. Gentlemen, welcome back. It's great to see you. It's fantastic. It's been a couple of years since I last saw you. We had Freddie on the phone, I think, last year. But it's been a couple of years, gents, and you're back with new music, which is fantastic. And it's exactly what we were hoping for the vaccines. We're going to play it in a second, but tell us about it. New single, new album, and tour announced today.
Yeah, it's weird. This song was it's quite poetic. It's the first song that we wrote for the record, but it isn't its first song that's coming out, obviously. But it's weird because it ended up steering the sound of the record, but despite writing it first, we kind of like put it to one side and didn't really like listen to it for a year, and then like went off on this big tangent and tried to be like a million different bands and kind of got a few different sounds out of our system. Yeah. And then sort of like rediscovered ourselves and the band we started, and so I think it's quite poetic. This is the first song people hear.
So it was a unanimous moment then, Freddie, when that song sort of happened. Do you think
the song was lying around for a while,
yeah,
but I think we had to kind of go and rediscover the band that we wanted to be,
and then the rest of the album sort of flowed from that then, did it?
Yeah.
Well, it all sort of informed each other. I think there was, you know, I think that we kind of at the beginning of this process 2 years ago, we weren't really in love with we didn't really know what kind of music we wanted to make, did we?
Yeah, and it was a kind of process of surrender, really, that we kind of went through, and we, like we did on the last record too, we just go and you try on a bunch of hats and you kind of get to a point where you have to kind of surrender to being the band that you're supposed to be.
Like a willing surrender.
Like it's meant to be a certain way, you know.
It's no bad thing, you know. After 7 years, they talk about the 7 year itch. You're at the 7 year point. I think it was 2011. Yeah. Have you been feeling a bit?
It is the 7 year.
Well, it's called combat sports.
We've stumbled across the reason for it.
Yeah. No, I think there was this weird sort of process of assimilation and appeasement that we kind of undertook over the last few years, and I think maybe we felt, you know, because everything happened so quickly for us, I guess we never really had the time to like figure out where to go from there. We kind of wrote this record, then got signed when it was already written, and then about like 3 months later it was put out onto the world, and then we kind of like awoke in a daze and didn't really, you know, three four records later, we didn't really know where we were standing and what direction we were supposed to be pointing in. And so like during this 2-3 year period, we've kind of gone and like tested every like car on the market.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's play it right now because it's been a couple of years since we've heard from you. Let's play the record. This is the Vaccine's new single, I Can't Quit, on Radio X.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So good, I played it twice. That's the Vaccines, I Can't Quit on Radio X. Thanks, John. And that's one of the beauties of you writing brief songs. They're all about 2 minutes, 30 seconds. They get played on the radio loads.
We write them so we can get on just before the news.
Clever thinking, good work. Chance, I've got to ask you about the tour dates as well, because it's 9 dates, I think, you've announced for springtime, finishing at Ali Pali. Now, the last time I saw you was at an amazing gig at the O2, another famous London venue for you, back at Ali Pali. That'll be a special night as well, won't it?
Ali Pali is probably our favourite gig ever done.
It's definitely my favourite.
I mean, it was so good. Yeah. I mean, it's funny to say, but I actually don't really remember much of it. I think sometimes you get so much adrenaline that kicks in, it kind of takes you out of your body. So,
I just remember, I remember just feeling it was the closest I've ever felt to flying, I guess.
Really?
Never successfully had a flying dream.
How much work has to be done between now and then to be properly match fit and ready? Or are you ready to go now? Well, I can say that didn't fill me with confidence, lads.
We're fine. I don't think we've rehearsed.
We hate rehearsing.
I will say, you know, like, because the last record, you know, the English Graffiti, the last record we made was a sort of studio record. We made it in the box. We made it in the studio, and then after we got out of the studio, we sort of had to work out how to play it. And as a result of never really truly working out how to do those songs justice, we only ever ended up playing like 3 or 4 of those songs live because they felt like studio songs rather than like, whereas these we wrote in a rehearsal studio and then we sort of didn't record them live in the studio, but they all sort of feel like
they're like made for gigs,
made to measure, definitely.
Well, going by what we've heard as well, the first single, I Can't Quit, it fits in very nicely with the Vaccines back catalogue for live shows, because when I think of you as well, I just think of those amazing, like, I remember seeing you at Benny Kassim, and it was incredible, in the sunshine, people going absolutely mental. You must be really excited and thrilled about getting back to interacting with the fans.
I think a really big part of what we do has always been that kind of euphoric sort of sound, and I think obviously this has that in abundance. My little brother said he couldn't wait to mosh to to it.
Justin, you said it's the closest you've been to flying, but never mind great gigs like that. Can you share with us a moment where you had a disastrous gig? We ask all the bands who come in, we've heard some cracking stories over the years about appalling shows that didn't quite go to plan. What's the one that brings you crashing to earth? Never mind flying.
The worst one we've ever done, apologise for saying it, but it was played Mark Cavendish's wedding.
Oh God, Cavan, Peter.
Yeah. He was such a nice guy.
Lovely man.
Lovely man. Yeah. It was an amazing setting. Yeah. I think he thought like the big reveal would happen. And all his grandparents and all the kids were like, oh, Vaccines, brilliant.
I think he was hoping that all his friends liked us. Well, I think they were hoping all their friends liked us as much as they did. Yeah. Alas.
You know what?
It was like my Super Sweet 16 where like someone thinks they're like getting Justin Bieber and then this like
Cooler Shaker. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, some songs.
Kids love this band.
And now Tatva by the Vaccines. Yeah.
Weren't Cooler Shaker on My Super Sweet 16?
They were,
Good knowledge, good music knowledge. Right, you're going to stick around a little bit longer, gents?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
When I was working back as a journalist, I spent a lot of time with the late, great Amy Winehouse through the good times and the bad. She was some woman. I also had the chance to travel to America with her dad, Mitch, when he set up the foundation in her name and accepted a Grammy, posthumously, for his daughter. And the singing Black Cabbie has been talking about signs that Amy is still with him. Some really moving quotes. He said, "There are lots of strange things happening, lots of strange happenings. Her spirit comes and sits on the end of my bed. She just sits there and it looks just like her, but it's comforting in a way to know she's here and around me." He went on to say, the week after she died, I was at my sister's house and we heard this thud and a blackbird that looked identical to Amy's tattoo flew into the glass. We went and picked it up and put it up on a perch. It happened at night when birds don't fly, but it came back and sat on my foot. And then when we put it back again, it came and sat in the middle of us and sang. I do now see blackbirds all the time and you think, oh, it's only a bird, but it's her. I am sure of it. Of course, there was a doc made about Amy Winehouse and the same people made Supersonic about Oasis. So this song felt right to play in Amy's memory. R.I.P. Amy Winehouse. This is Oasis and she's electric.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart playing you Blondie on Radio X. And speaking of 80s legends, listen to this. Oh, yes. If that's not a motivating song for 2018, I don't know what is. Wow. If you don't know what that slice of 80s extravagance is, let me tell you, it turns out it's the soundtrack to Chris Martin's life and plays in his head every day. It's called Hearts on Fire, And if you want to look it up to help you through your 2018 January training regime, feel free to. Hearts on Fire.
Classic 80s magic.
Somebody actually wrote that. It was also the music for the iconic Rocky IV training montage. Of course, you knew that. You know the one, Sly Stallone chopping logs, getting a sweat on in the woods, while his formidable Russian opponent, Ivan Drago, is being honed in a lab in Russia. Anyway, the reason I'm playing that is because Chris Martin said this last year: Rocky IV has the most awesome training sequence of all time. I think it triggers the young boy in me who saw it and was like, wow, if you want to do something, just lift logs. Oh yes, Chris. Chris Martin's also claimed that the movie has influenced his diet. If Rocky eats it, I do too. That's Chris Martin. Raw egg cocktails all around the...
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, I missed the story at the time, but Bono's been talking about a near-death experience in the last couple of years while U2 were making their latest album, Songs of Experience. Now, bear with me, I'm going to read all these quotes out because they're really, really powerful. So Bono said, people have these extinction events in their lives. It could be psychological or it could be physical. And yes, it was physical for me. I've had a hail of blows over the years. You get warning signs and then you see that you're not a tank. As my wife Ali says, and also Edge has this thing that says about me that I look upon my body as an inconvenience. So I felt I was suffocating. This was the most frightening thing that could happen to me because I'm in pain. This time last year, I felt very alone and very frightened and not able to speak and not able to even explain my fear. But people have had so much worse to deal with. You demean all the people who never made it through that or couldn't get healthcare. I'm the luckiest man on earth. I don't think I had a fear of a fast exit. I thought it would be inconvenient because I have a few albums to make and kids to see grow up and this beautiful woman and my friends and all of that. But I was not that guy. And then suddenly you are that guy and you think, I don't want to leave here. There's so much more to do. So I'm fascinated to think about that. Now, I know Bono had a bad bike accident, but it sounds like there's something else there and it really has given him a fright. He's definitely come through the other side with the famous pipes intact, though, and I think the new U2 material is ace.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Freddie and Justin are still with us. It's the first interview since they came back, and I think it's a 9 out of 10 so far, lads. Well done.
Thank you very much.
So far, it's still time.
Yeah, are you still marking the paper? What is the feeling coursing through your veins at the moment as you head off for another year? There's 7 years in, you know what's coming, but is there a little bit of fear, or is it just fear. Excitement?
I mean, our heads are spinning a little bit because it's a pretty quick start to the year.
Yeah.
I just feel like I just can't wait to see the world again. Yeah. I feel like it's been a while. I mean, it has been basically like 3 years since new music, and I guess like we do know what to expect, and the majority of it is the best feeling in the world.
But do you see the world when you're out, or is it just
No, we do. And actually, like, we're pretty good now at asking for an extra day there, or like we always.
You learn as you the more you tour.
Friends in every port now.
Yeah. It's actually one of my favourite stories to tell people is when they ask about meeting bands. I say, well, vaccines, I once saw them coming out of a water slide park when they were on
Did
tour.
You see that?
Do you remember that?
We went back. I've done that twice now.
people who might be thinking about sort of highbrow art galleries and maybe about culture.
Kind of lost the irony.
Arnie was so pissed off at us for like not. I remember we came into the dressing room having been at the water park. He's like, where have you been? we're just at the water park.
I should ask as well, Tim, Arnie and Johan, how are the rest of the troops?
Great.
They are great. Yeah. Obviously we're a 5-piece now, which is very exciting. And that's like another, obviously like we've been a band for 7 years, but you know, Johan and Tim, this is their first sort of album with us as sort of full members. And there is like something I think amazing about going somewhere you've been before, but with someone that hasn't. And it's sort of like, it does in many respects feel like we are a new band, doesn't it?
You get around that water slide park a lot quicker now.
No, well, I took them last year. I was like, come on, guys, this is what it's like to be in the vaccines. Bring your swimming trunks.
Just queuing with kids.
No art galleries. Water slide parks around.
You are going to need to shower after you've been
in the
water.
You could probably get a good book deal for that, actually. Yeah. Vaccine's favourite water.
Are we advertising this now?
I could write it for you.
Plug in the water park.
Now, lads, I've got to ask, we do this little feature every now and again called Getty, where it's a chance for you to purge yourself of all your frustrations and just have a bit of a rant about the world, and we have this wonderful sound effect,
Getty,
which helps you tell whatever's annoying you to Getty. Justin, Freddie, is there anything particularly boiling your blood at the moment that you'd like to sort out?
I was going to say everything because I am a hater. I'm well known for being a hater, but I just having walked here from the tube, Phone walkers.
Oh.
I really want, if I was the despot of England, I would implement walking lanes, like a slower, fast lane, and then like I'd have a phone booth like on the side of the street where people could just go and use their phones, because I can't deal with people walking on their phones slowly through the streets.
Kim Jong-un over there.
Yes, please.
Phone walkers.
Get tea!
That was perfect. Freddie, how about something more positive, right? New Year's resolution.
More positive?
Yeah, give us something optimistic. What were your resolutions when you were in Morocco?
I had a year last year I wasn't really paying much attention to what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so much I'm looking forward to this year. And just to be really present for it.
Good man.
That was a lovely moment. You were going to get that, did you?
Live every day like it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's gone from being very
Scottish. Can we tell that to get to?
Get to!
Thanks for that, Freddie. That's a poignant moment.
You're welcome.
It's a real pleasure to see you. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Really looking forward to seeing you live this year as well. And thanks for delivering another brilliant single that we can play regularly on Radio X.
Thank you
so much.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Freddie the Catwalk Cowan, that will stick. Say Milan. Can you say Milan for me one more time?
Milan.
There we go. That's why he's the catwalk. And Justin Lyon Young, great to see you.
Milan.
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 Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Right, it's coming to the end of the evening show, which means it's story time, so get yourself comfortable. Producer Vin, let's have some appropriate music, please, as I introduce some brand new music from Shed 7. The Magic Roundabout. A few years ago, I gathered a crowd of pals at my house in Scotland and arranged a minibus to go to the last tea in the park. Former most stylish man in Scotland, Mr. Martin Compston, was on board, so at least we had a pretend copper from Line of Duty if we ran into any trouble. So, Ian from Ian's Coaches in Cardinden Fife turned up with his pimped out 16-seater bus. We headed off with some refreshments for the journey to the festival, and after half an hour we pulled up to help a tour bus that was clearly completely lost. It turns out it was Shed 7 trying to find the artist's entrance. So we stopped, we had a bit of a blether with Rick Witter, shared a few drinks and gave them directions and sent them on their way. Not to miss the chance, we jumped back in our chariot and Ian from Ian's Coaches followed right behind them. The bus drove all the way to the side of stage and we didn't have to show a ticket, wristband or pass once. What a result, especially in the mud. And we had our carry out in the bus. For that, I'll always be grateful to Rick Witter and Shed 7, a great band. And let's not forget the heroic role of Ian from Ian's Coaches in Cardinden Fife, one of life's great men. Right, here's the latest single from York's finest, Shed 7. This is Nothing to Live Down on 5 to 10.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Thanks very much for listening to the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart. Delighted that I've managed to make it through the first week of 2018. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, there will be another edition of the Evening Show podcast coming next week. See you later.
Radio X.